Okay, I'm done talking crap, by the way.
Are you, though?
This is probably literally the only non-NFL we're going to talk all day long, seriously. But just real quick, I'm done talking crap. Now I'm just, as a sports fan, kind of amazed. Like, all me being a Giants fan, poking fun aside, the Dodgers have dropped 9 in a row at home. That's the first time that's happened in 30 years. They've lost 15 of 16. They haven't lost 10 in a row since 92, and they are just the fourth team in Major League history to win 14 of 15 and lose 14 of 15 in the same season. My goodness. And I think they're the first ever to do 15 of 16 on both sides, right, as well. I'm not talking crap now. I'm just amazed at the garbage fire down there.
Stick to sports.
My
well played,
goodness.
Kyle.
And you can throw in 8-1. Yes, we just didn't have a highlight for that. There's so much football, they didn't throw in a highlight for last night's game. 8-1. Now, they aren't coming up to San Francisco. So that there's nothing like a good cure for what ails you, like the San Francisco Giants. So I'm sure I'm going to get it back tenfold.
At least you can admit
that. Well, I can. The Giants stink. They're terrible. But my God. Woof. I'll say this, I'd rather suck all year. If the Dodgers keep on the schneid and they get bounced out in the first round, I'd rather have the Giants here, to be honest with you. I would, honestly. Giants are going to get much crap in the offseason. They suck. The Dodgers were like the Warriors of the baseball world. Look out. Will they
record breaking.
Yes. Man. Something's going on. Tell you this much. I think they got to at least make the way. They have to at least make the World Series and possibly win the World Series for Dave Roberts to last. I think Dave, these, see you later. Dave Roberts gone.
Bye-bye.
They should fire him right now. That'd be awesome. You still have the best record in baseball by 4 games, and they got a series with the Nationals, who are behind them by 4. That's the team. They got a series with them coming up this weekend. Hey, it's 7:04. Watch the Republic host the Galaxy 2 Saturday, 7:30, Papa Murphy's Park. Ticket, SacRepublicFC.com. All right, so Raiders come out. They have I'm ready to go. This is where the job takes place of the personal preference, because I'm a Niner guy. My Niners suck. Some guy on the text line says, hey, why don't you just say, hey, Niner Empire, we suck, except I don't know how much clearer I could have been.
Because Niner Empire is a stupid name. Come on.
So stupid.
I love the 49ers. I have my whole life. But Niner Empire is bad.
Niner Empire. Look, there's Raider Nation and there's, you know, fans. Cowboy fans, Packer fan, Niner fan. There's one nation under silver and black, indivisible, bloody blue, blah. Hey, Niners, Niner Empire. Niner nothing, man. Niners built a billion-dollar hospital in the middle of Santa Clara.
Oh,
it's so sterile. It's so bad.
With no roof. It's an oven.
And all year you're going to see, I'm not going to blow up the local reporter who did this, but it's a television reporter here in town that I actually like very much. She's a very cool person. She tweeted out yesterday a picture of, you know, the baked Alaska side of Levi's Stadium, where people literally burst into flames. And it was 91 degrees there yesterday and probably 191 in the seats. So she tweets it. She's one of like 50 people. But she tweets out a picture of that side of the field. I think it's as the second half was beginning. And she says, Niner fans, where's the faithful? And if I was really being a D-bag, I wanted to quote tweet it and go back at her and say, as you can see in your picture, you see the windows that are ahead of you? That's the windows to the air-conditioned press box you're in right now. The Niner fans are cooling off on the concourse while you're kind of poking fun at them from the – that's one of my favorite things is when media takes those shaming pictures from the air-conditioned press box where they have free popcorn and sodas and waters and – you know, nice cushy chairs.
IVs.
Yes.
IV stations.
sure, but don't get it twisted. it's not crowded there.
No. Oh, God, no.
It's not like there's 40,000 people on the concourse.
And if this were a Super Bowl contention team, people would gladly be baking on that side.
People forget that the sun stunk at Candlestick at times, too, depending on where you were sitting.
Yeah, it did. But as a guy growing up in Candlestick Park, let me tell you, you get hit by the sun and you and be like, oh, my God, it's 71 degrees.
Oh, it's so nice.
I'm getting a little burned. That's true. It might be 70. I mean, that was wind and all that stuff. It's just so, it's just the epitome of what a stupid owner does when he outthinks himself. Hey, let's build a stadium in Santa Clara. That'll do it. Like, they already need a new stadium, honestly. I think this should be the short. They should take that stadium and convert it into, like, some outdoor venue and then just go back and build one in San Francisco. It's just, it's a great question for tomorrow, by the way, when we come off of NFL. If the Dodgers continue to choke and get bounced out, which is worse, 28-3, 3-1, or the Dodgers this year? Like, which would be the biggest choke of the last 2 years?
What would you out of the playoffs?
Uh-huh.
Because they haven't clinched a playoff spot.
I'm saying, like, if they got bounced in the first round, I have a hard time believing.
No, I don't think, because nobody considers the Mariners 116 win season where they left in the second round. Nobody considers that like a huge choke.
I know, but yeah, you're right. I mean,
maybe it's just because people don't care about baseball.
But you didn't have Twitter back then.
I thought that was your favorite.
Isn't
that your favorite?
It is, but I can acknowledge that the general public hates it.
It's just bad news bears for those guys. Meanwhile, last night we got to finish up the evening, and last night's Cowboys versus Giants game could also be called the Odell Beckham is going to get paid so large game, as you saw right there. And I'm sure there's other things going on, but you saw right there what that team looks like without Odell Beckham. And they look horrible.
It wasn't even that. Like, Eli Manning, the defense was on him. They were just, it was a struggle.
Yeah.
You can't say that one guy. I mean, if he were on the field.
Yes.
Would it have made much of a difference for them? You think that much?
I don't think they would have won the game. I don't think they would have won the game. Don't get me twisted here. I don't think they would have won the game. I do think they would have done better. And I think Odell Beckham Jr. makes a massive difference to that ball club. Their running game was, you're talking about the Cowboys defense, and it's early. Maybe they've improved. You can't overreact after one game. You've had teams start out 0-2 and have fantastic seasons, much less 0-1. So you don't want to do overreaction Monday here. But my God, they had 35 yards on the ground. Now, Paul Perkins is not the answer. And you know what? Roger Lewis was their leading receiver. Roger Lewis is not the answer. My dumbass picked up Sterling Shepard in pretty much every fantasy league. And, you know, he was, what? I mean, he had 7 catches. Meanwhile, Dallas picked up where they left off. Dallas looked fantastic. Mm-hmm. The offense wasn't the craziest offense ever. It was 19 points. But I will submit to you that Dallas offensive performance was fantastic because that Giants defense, I think, when we're sitting here at the end of the year, I think that Giants defense is a lot better than people are going to give them credit for after last night's game. Mm-hmm. They look good.
Dak Prescott looked so good yesterday. He had that – who was it? I'm trying to remember from all the freaking highlights we watched, but – it was that long bomb almost for a touchdown. I mean, he's for a second-year quarterback, and this is where you kind of – you wonder how he's going to answer his rookie season. One rookie of the year, it's one of those crazy stories. He wasn't expected to play, obviously. I don't know, maybe if you're a Cowboys fan, you do, because Tony Romo at the time, it's like you can't expect him to be healthy. But 268 yards, 24-39, and then Ezekiel Elliott. We haven't even really mentioned that. What he was able to do, pretty typical, par for the course, but the important part is that Dallas can rely on having him, which makes them dangerous.
Speaking of relying, Jason Witten is a Hall of Famer and amazing.
It was to Witten. That's who it was to.
He had Jason Witten's long catch was 12 yards. Prescott had 35, 30, 30, and 23-yard completions. Those were his longest throws. I think you're talking about
Dez Bryant.
It was Bryce. It was either Bryant or Bryce Butler.
Yeah.
Ezekiel Elliott, a buck 04 on the ground, 36 through the air, caught all 5 passes he was targeted with. The Cowboys looked – I think this is a good I think they made what could have been a very difficult game against a Giants team that I think will make noise by the end of the year look very, very much like an easy win.
I seriously was going back and forth on who was going to win the NFC East between the Cowboys and the Giants. And after seeing that performance yesterday, I just feel like the Cowboys are going to run away with it.
Well,
I don't expect it. And I mean, Eli Manning didn't look great, but he still threw for 220 yards, but it just didn't look good.
Yeah, just that offensive line of the Giants needs to figure their lives out. By the way, we're sitting here after week one. Well, we still have the Monday night game tonight, but we're sitting here after week one. And just like I told you guys last week, just like I told you guys, after 1 week, the Jags, Bills, and Rams all have sole possession of first place. They have sole possession of first place after 1 week, just like I predicted. Jags, Bills, and Rams. We got to get to that Rams game, too. I don't know which I'm more excited about, the Rams or the Colts.
Or Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp. What a fantastic name. What a fantastic performance. My goodness gracious. We'll take a break. Hey, when we get back, four down territory. It is a drive. Back in three. Sports 1140 KHDK.
Who was the best rookie from this weekend?
I'll take the easy one. I really enjoyed watching Leonard Fournette. I did. I enjoyed watching him, and I enjoyed watching the Jags, man. More on them later, but break up the Jags. That Houston defense supposed to be no joke, right?
Oh, I hate them. Woo. They're my fantasy defense, and they sucked yesterday.
Nobody cares. 26 carries, 100 yards, and a touchdown. He added three catches for 24 yards. And he had all this hype on him. He had all this hype on him, and he came through. I think he fulfilled the hype a little bit, Katie.
Gosh, in terms of rookies of the weekend, there's two that I'm having a hard time deciding.
We asked for one.
Obviously, Kareem Hunt blew everyone away.
The weekend. Well, that's Thursday.
That's fine then. Then it's Tariq Cohen for the Bears.
There you go.
He's just a little nugget, and man, was he good yesterday. He is. I could fit him in my coat pocket.
Yes.
He's tiny, but he's so fast and so good. And really, I was surprised that I'm like, oh, my God, I'm talking about a Bears player.
Hey, listen, the Bears. And we'll talk more about this at 7:35. The Bears had four shots, and they should have won that game.
So bad.
They should have won that game, but they're the Bears.
So bad.
And the Mike Glennon era continues, Kyle.
Hey, you know who my top rookie from the weekend was?
Who's that?
It was Titans wide receiver Corey Davis, Dave.
He was another one on my list that I was I was really impressed by
he
him.
He didn't have training camp. Yeah. He played in zero preseason games.
Yeah.
He comes out, his first catch, he goes up over the top of David Amerson. He winds up with six catches, 69 yards. He was very, very good for a guy playing in his first pro game ever.
And the degree of difficulty in terms of the catches that he made were pretty phenomenal.
But he only caught 60% of his targets. I don't know. Is that a harbinger of things
to
come?
Just brutal. Brutal.
Second down.
Who's the most surprising win from this weekend?
The most surprising win? I would have to say Jacksonville. I went back and forth on this, but I was not expecting the Texans to be that bad. I don't know. Also, the Bills were one for me, too.
Play along, by the way, on the text line at 44-11-40, or if you have your answer to any of these questions at 339-1140, because we're going all football in the next segment. We'll get you in from the 916. It's a great point, by the way. Rookie of the weekend is Giorgio Tavecchio.
It's so hard to think of a kicker
that,
huh?
Our next question after this is going to be most surprising loss, so you could flip-flop a lot of these. For me, I'll say the most surprising win, since you said the Jags, I'm going to say the most surprising win is the Ravens, and you could couple that with the loss. The Ravens doing what they did to Cincinnati in Cincinnati to start the year, and really the only excuse, and I'm sure there's a couple others, Bengal fan will chime in, but maybe I'm wrong about Vontaze Burfict. Maybe they have to have Vontaze Burfict. But then again, the Ravens scored 20 points. It's not like they dropped a 50-burger on the Bengals. I don't know that I've ever seen a team that you thought would at least be a 500 team with the weapons they have,
yeah,
just get throttled by a defense.
Vontaze Burfict isn't going to make Andy Dalton play better.
No, he's not. No. Andy Dalton turned the ball over 5 times.
Brutal.
4 picks and a fumble. Not his best day.
That was so bad.
It was terrible.
So bad.
My most surprising win was the Rams putting it on the Colts like they did. I thought the Rams would win, but 46-9,
yeah,
two pick sixes, a safety. That was a dominant win.
In how they won, yeah. But it wasn't surprising that they won.
No, I wasn't expecting 46 points out of them.
What are you saying? The Scott Tolzien era is not going to last?
No, since Jacoby Brissett's probably going to start next week.
Yeah, my goodness.
That's what I'm going with.
Oh, geez. Florida State's LaMarcus Joyner. Third down, please.
What was the most surprising loss from the weekend?
So I'm going to flip-flop with what you said, okay, Katie. My most surprising loss was the Houston Texans for a number of reasons. Now, nobody thought Tom Savage was the savior, and it took them all of, you know, one half to figure out you put the rookie national champion in there and Deshaun Watson. But with really, honestly, with all the drama in Houston, and when I saw J.J. Watt come out with that Texas flag and the crowd at Energy Stadium went ballistic, I'm thinking the Texans are going to win 42-0.
You're not wrong in that. I as well, it was shocking the way that they lost that game. But, because I can't pick the other team. I said Jacksonville, most surprising win. So I'm going to go with the most surprising loss being the Cardinals because it was just brutal. Carson Palmer, 3 interceptions. And then you look at the fact that David Johnson got hurt. That is not a good thing for them.
Big MRI today.
Big MRI today. So it's a little bit scary, but he's a veteran quarterback and just did not have his A game at all.
Ohio State was the most surprising loss of the weekend.
hey, memo to who's the quarterback?
JT Barrett. Baker Mayfield.
Thank you very much. Remember, Baker Mayfield, you can't plant a flag on turf. Just he took the OU flag
out
there.
It was symbolic, though. Right? It was symbolic.
He tried to plant it, it fell straight down. Who was your guy?
The Giants were the most surprising loss for me.
Yeah.
Not so much that they lost, but how they lost. They looked abysmal, and I had them winning that division.
Fourth down, we're going for it.
Here we are. There it is. Who's your player of the weekend?
By the way, that's why I don't listen to the text line. Tavecchio is not a rookie. Okay. How the hell am I? Honestly, I don't know that. He's a rookie to me.
That was his first action in an NFL game.
Yes.
So there's that.
Katie, player of the weekend.
I'm actually giving it to him.
To Tavecchio?
I absolutely am. Because of the degree of difficulty, I believe he's the first NFL kicker to ever kick 250-plus and make them in their first game, in their first NFL game. So I think the very first one, the 52-yarder, it's like, you're going to be a little bit wobbly, but then for him to repeat it, and then he got the 43-yarder. And watching Jack Del Rio on the sideline, as the game went along, utter shock and just so ecstatic on the sideline that, you've got a kicker out there that is making some big, big plays.
Well, with Seabass out for a while.
I said it earlier, too. I was like, he was happy. And then as it went along, it's like, a little bit scared.
We were talking during the break. Some of the most fun highlights came from Austin Hooper. That's my player of the weekend.
He was good.
I don't know statistically if he's your player of the weekend, but my goodness gracious, I forget the kid that he destroyed, but he literally took.
So did everybody else.
He took. I think his mother forgot about him. She's disowning him. Austin Hooper had 2 catches. They were huge catches, and he absolutely stiff-armed this kid for the touchdown. 2 catches, 128, and a touchdown.
I have a defensive player of the week, actually, which we never give credit to these guys. Mike Daniels for the Packers was really, really good defensively. He put
all
kinds of pressure on poor Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Mike Daniels is a good player.
Highest graded edge rusher in the NFL yesterday was Khalil Mack.
And he was. He was very good.
Who's your guy?
My player of the weekend was Jared Goff. Maybe not statistically. Maybe he didn't have the best game, but he was 21 of 29 for 306 and a touchdown. Much better than he looked last season, so good for the second-year guy.
Play along with us in the next segment. We've got a question from every single game yesterday, with the exception of the Raiders and Niners, because we'll cover them at 8 o'clock. We roll through the NFL next. Don't go away. We got all your NFL hunger satisfied right here on the Snickers Bar of Sports Radio, Sports 1140. Hearing about that throughout the day.
Can't believe it was that long ago.
16.
Yeah.
16 years ago today, 9/11. And I want you to talk about your boyfriend is a local firefighter, mm-hmm. and they're doing something that is amazing today.
Yeah,
it's something they've been doing.
It's the 9/11 stair climb, and they do it in memory of the 343 firefighters who lost their life on 9/11. And it's a really, really cool event. It actually started here in Sacramento, and other cities across the country have picked up this type of thing. But what they do is they have the names of each of the firefighters, and they all wear the name and the lanyard with their picture on it. And they do the stair climb at the Renaissance Building down on K Street, and they do it four times. So it's 120 flights or stories is what it ends up being. But at the end of it, you know, and there's fire departments from all over that come to this. And it's a really, really cool thing that they do. And if for anybody that is in like the, you know, a firefighter, even police, this is a really important day. It's one that you'll never forget. They bring in a firefighter from New York. I met him last night, Mark Gregory, somebody that was there, survived it, lost a lot of friends. So it's a difficult day. It's a difficult day,
sure.
But it's a really, really cool thing that they do. And so they start that stair climb at 8 a.m. this morning. And that is, you know, when the first plane hit.
Yep.
And, it's just it's a tough day, but it's a really, really cool day. And they have families of firefighters that lost their life that come out and they're a part of it. And it's heavy.
Well, 16 years ago, but a lot of us, most of us, I think, especially if you're over probably 25, 30 years old, it does seem like it was yesterday. Let's get back to football. That's all I got. All right, we got questions from every single game.
See if we can get through them.
Except for the Raiders and Niners. We'll do that in the next segment. Want to remind you, it's 7:38, time to watch the Republic take on the Galaxy Deuce. This Saturday, 7:30, Papa Murphy's Park ticket, SacRepublicFC.com. We'll go around the horn here. The Bills have sole possession of first place after 1 week, as do the Jags. All right, will they be a factor? Will they be a factor in 16 weeks?
No, because you look in their division, and you've got the Falcons, the Saints, and the Panthers, and yeah, it's a good win for the Bills, but it was against the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if they would have lost to the Jets, it would have been like, oh, my God, what's going on in Buffalo? Yeah, no, nice win. Congratulations, but no, they're not going to factor in.
Kyle?
Yeah, no, any... No, the Bills.
Tyrod Taylor and Shady McCoy, not leading them to the promised land.
No, they're not very good. They barely snuck by the Jets. However, I had the Jets to cover 9.5 in that one, and they did it. Let's go, boys!
Yeah, you know, game one, gonna keep it close. Yeah,
the Patriots are winning that division.
Oh,
yeah,
without
I think
a doubt.
So.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Don't sleep on the Dolphins. I mean, maybe
I'm
probably
sleeping
sleep
on
the Dolphins because of Tannehill.
No.
With that defense.
No.
It's not so much that I'm sleeping on any of those teams.
It's just
teams
how good
the
Patriots are.
The Bears had four shots to win it against the Falcons. Now, is Atlanta, like perhaps New England, dealing with a Super Bowl hangover, or are the Bears a little better than we thought they were?
The Bears, they're a little bit better. They're not much better, but the Falcons, you got to look at the fact that they're breaking in a new offensive coordinator. You know, it's Steve Sarkisian, and it's one of those things. You miss out on Kyle Shanahan. He leaves, obviously goes to the 49ers. There's an adjustment period. But I think the hangover is a serious thing because of the way they lost the Super Bowl. You can't tell me that that's not still in the back of their brains.
Yeah, I think the bigger deal was Matt Ryan not being used to Sark's offense.
Yeah.
It's just I'm not that worried about it. I think the Bears are going to stink, and I think the Falcons are going to be better than they were yesterday.
What do you think?
I think the Falcons' defense is a little goofy, and with the Bears, I don't know, man.
That final possession for the Bears was hard to watch.
That was bad.
It was so sad.
Four shots.
They had so many. It was right there. Could not convert. That's typical Bears.
No, and you got four chances to convert at home. I think it's the first time the Falcons have won in Soldier Field in God knows, like two decades, something crazy. Mm. I saw that stat. But it's 1-0. Nobody's going to remember the end of the year that the Bears had four shots to win it. Andy Dalton turned the ball over five times. Are Dalton and the Bengals this bad, Katie?
Oh, yes, they are.
Wow.
I don't know about the Bengals overall because, you know, you got to hope that their defense is going to be able to carry their offense a little bit. But Andy Dalton is, I think we've all known, he's not the answer. That's what they've got, right? But the turnovers that he had, one of them was a fumble. Four interceptions. And it was just the way in which they happened. Tip balls, things like that. And he folded like a wet tissue paper. It was just so difficult to watch. He is not the answer. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah,
you don't expect the Bengals to do much with him.
No. And I think that's kind of been the case for the last couple of years. He was 16 of 31. Granted, the Ravens are going to have a good team. I think they're a little bit slept on.
Their defense is really good.
The Bengals aren't so bad that they're going to not score all year. That's my take on that. But Andy Dalton's not the guy there.
Mm. I'm going to go hot take cannon here.
Oh, no.
Bring it.
I think the Bengals are going to be 500 or better this year. I don't think they're this bad at all.
No.
I don't think they're this bad by a long shot. I think they have a lot of talent. And Andy Dalton's like that significant other you have that's just kind of not going to walk down any runways, but they're always there and they're loyal and they get the job done. That's Andy Dalton. A.J. Green, when they figure that backfield out, you know, a lot of us thought Joe Mixon was going to go right in there and take that job. He did not look good yesterday, but nobody looked good yesterday.
When you have the Ravens and the Steelers in your division, though, that makes it really, really tough.
I don't know if I just don't. Again, it's a week one thing. I don't know where I'm at on the Ravens yet. This was a goofy game, and I think of all the games that happened yesterday, this might be the biggest anomaly. This is the one that has me confused the most. So I need.
So it's tough because I think the Ravens' defense is pretty solid, right? But is it?
Is it this good? I don't know. I need to see more information needed. How about that Browns defense, first of all?
This is why I said they could potentially win six games this year. Just
because they were
going to
start 0-1?
Yeah.
Nobody expected that. Are you kidding me?
Hey, they're 0-1, Katie.
I know, but it was...
Ball don't lie.
They played the Steelers. No one was expecting
okay,
that.
Okay, so is this a sign of improvement, or did they get Pittsburgh, you know,
21-18.
Sleeping a little bit?
It's like the moral victories with bad teams like that.
Yeah, well, they're going to have six of them. Kyle,
their schedule is not that tough.
Is Pittsburgh just kind of sleepy and, you know, whatever, or the Browns a little improved? By the way, without Myles Garrett.
Sleepy.
Let's throw that out there. No Myles Garrett. So that's interesting.
Yeah, you still have Jamie Collins, though, who's very, very good. Le'Veon Bell's ineffectiveness, you could tell he just got to camp yesterday.
This is what I was talking about the whole freaking time.
Yeah, he's 13 touches yesterday for 47 yards. That's rushing and receiving for Le'Veon Bell. Once he gets rolling, that Steelers offense is going to be much better. Antonio Brown, 11 catches for a buck 82. That doesn't happen against very good defenses.
By the way, speaking of this game, we're all stupid. I mean, we really are. We're all stupid because, we focus on offense. Biggest rookie game last week was T.J. Watt. I don't know how I slipped that. Mm. T.J. Watt, six tackles, two sacks, two hits on the quarterback aside from that, and a freaking pick. He outplayed his brother. All the hype's on J.J. Screw him. Not J.J., T.J. All the J's. All the Watts. That's
all
huge.
All the J's, all the Watts.
And can I just throw in here, Antonio Brown's good at football.
Okay.
Hey, hot take cannon,
hot
baby.
Hot take cannon.
Hot take
cannon. Breaking news here, people.
He just is. Could you have a more quiet, sneaky 182 yards?
Yeah, he's outstanding.
Targeted 11 times, caught the ball 11 times for 182 yards. And this just in, I'm going to guess he didn't sneak up on the Browns either. I think they game planned for him. They realized he's a good receiver, and my goodness, I think he might make the Pro Bowl this year. Moving on. Did Matt Stafford earn that paycheck yesterday?
So here's the thing, and I hate you, Kyle.
How many fantasy points did he have?
I hate you, Kyle. I really freaking do, because who the hell thought that he was going to, what was it, like 35?
Me!
You're so full of it. That's an anomaly. Yes, he absolutely earned his paycheck yesterday.
She just femsplained your ass.
Anyway, here's
I'm feeling very femsplained.
He was like a very close second for me for player of the weekend, as you put it, because apparently Thursday's game doesn't count.
Breaking news.
But week one.
No, I didn't say week one. I said the weekend.
Anyway, we can argue all we want, but yeah, absolutely earned his money. And how about Kenny Galladay? Like, he was impressive. Like, I was like, oh, who's this guy? Like, he had a couple nice catches.
Everybody rushed to the waiver wire in football. Everybody rushed and picked up this guy, that guy, that guy. Galladay is my guy. That's who I grabbed.
Did you really?
I absolutely grabbed him.
Did you guys know that Matt Stafford was the highest ranked quarterback in week one, according to Pro Football Focus?
What? Yes, he was.
Yeah, I swear.
He really, really, 4 touchdowns.
He was terrific.
292 yards. It's, seriously, the Arizona Cardinals came out and looked so horrendous. And this is what you have to wonder. How secure is Bruce Arians' coaching job? Because there was like some, it was a rough finish, if I remember correctly, last year for them. Carson Palmer looked horrible. Like, I'm trying to figure out
good
how
thing
much
I started
this,
him. And one of my,
Did you really?
I needed a Jameis Winston replacement, and in one of my leagues, that's all I had, man.
Well, the Cardinals.
How did those 3 interceptions work out for you, buddy?
The Cardinals were fine. They were flying around on defense. They were up 10-0, and then 17-9 in the third quarter. But then Stafford just kind of took over. I think the Lions are a better team there. But Palmer's time is up, and Arians may not have a choice but to quit coaching because of his health problems.
Are we writing off Carson Palmer after week one?
Yeah, we're writing Carson Palmer off after last season.
He was on my fantasy team last year, and he struggled last year. But seriously, like I said it earlier, the biggest story out of this whole game, other than Matt Stafford played well, blah blah blah. Congrats on your fantasy,
David Johnson. Yeah, that's a huge story.
That's a huge and that has fantasy implications for tons of people because he was the highest rated fantasy player.
He was
the
number one pick in most deals. It's a wrist injury. He reportedly didn't break it. He'll have an MRI today. They're trying to figure out, is he gone short term or is he gone for about half the season? By the way, that's what I was going to say. I made a note here a while ago. You guys were talking about your fantasy going back. I think it's kind of cute to hear the other lower scoring teams talk about their fantasy football performances over the weekend when I'm just sitting back with the top score in the league right now.
Congratulations, Dave.
It's cute, though, when other teams get together.
But nobody cares except for when you're winning, right?
Well, no, I care. Nobody else cares. I care. I just care about my team. You care about your team, and Kyle cares about it. He's kind of beating your ass right now, isn't he? Or is that an overstatement?
He's totally.
What do we got here? Let's see. 131-74.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I've got 2 players playing tonight, but seriously, where you got a ton of your points was defense. I had Houston, and they were obviously horrible.
Yeah.
You got over 30 points off your defense. What the hell's that all about?
I mean, the good news is at least you're not the lowest scoring team in the week this week.
Great point.
But wait. You are.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, that's true.
I've got two prominent receivers going tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Question number 6. Dave had about 300 first round picks in the last 2 years.
So has every team.
I should have said high first round picks. Could the Jags actually be good ish? Or is this just an anomaly?
They might be ish, but. You know, I don't think they're better than the Texans or the Titans in division. And, yeah, you've got the Colts who apparently are just going to crap the bed all season after week one. And that's my hot take cannon. They look so bad. I don't really care much for Blake Bortles. So I have a hard time thinking that the Jags are going to be a decent team.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think their offense is going to eventually catch up to them. I think fall behind way down their defense. Their defense is going to be good enough to keep them from getting blown out every week, but I don't think they're going to win more than 4 or 5 games.
And really the strength of that team is their defense.
Right.
That's where they've drafted well.
Mm. Yeah. Seriously. And they lost Allen Robinson for the year. That can't go understated.
That's
he was easily their best receiver.
That might make Blake Bortles ineffective. That might.
Is that it?
That right there. Hey, listen.
A lot of Leonard Fournette.
If you're looking
he's good.
Every year there's a worst to first team. Every year. And I don't want to overreact on the Jaguars, but if there's a division to do it in, It's the division with the Texans, Titans, and Colts. And I still
think so?
I think the Titans are the class of that division along with the Texans. I think that's an anomaly
like
with the Texans.
The preseason, like experts doing the poll, that was one of the divisions that there was like three different teams that
expert,
they thought.
Schmexpert.
Yeah, exactly. What are we talking about?
Give me one takeaway from the Eagles win at Washington.
Carson Wentz is going to be a pretty damn good NFL quarterback, it looks like. I was impressed with him yesterday. Seriously, 307 yards, two touchdowns. He did throw an interception, but after last season, I really wasn't sure what was going to happen with him, if it was a little bit of an anomaly, but I think he's going to be a pretty damn good quarterback.
I think we're both saying anomaly a lot. I just noticed that.
I'm blaming me. Is that our word
I think that's
for
our crutch word of the day. Kyle.
I think Kirk Cousins' bet on himself isn't looking very good right now. 23 of 40 for a touchdown and a pick, 72.9 rating. If that's how he's going to play this year, he's going to lose a lot of money in free agency that he could have gotten this
year. Speaking of hot take cannon, that's going to be the hottest take of the entire freaking day on KHDK because you just basically took a shot at God. You just took a shot directly at God who told him to sign. We played the sound last week.
Yeah.
God told him, according to Kirk Cousins, I'm not making this up. He said sign the one-year deal.
God wants him to sign one-year deals.
And you're saying it was a bad bet.
It's a bad bet.
And then he parted the Red Sea.
Pick him up. Pick him up, big man.
And like Moses, Kurt walked his way into the office and signed the one-year deal.
Way to go against the Almighty.
Yeah.
It'd be like that sometimes.
My takeaway from this game, there's a lot of takeaways. I'll give you two tiny takeaways. Number one, LeGarrette Blount is the epitome of the player that does not care about the preseason. He didn't have an amazing game yesterday, but he got in the end zone. Didn't he get in the end zone?
Yeah, he had a catch.
He had the one-yard catch, and he had, what, 16 touchdowns last year, 14 rushes, 46 yards. On the opposite side, Rob Kelly, who... Rob Kelly, I actually thought was going to have a good year. And this one game, it's against Philadelphia. But, my God, that rushing or lack thereof for Washington. Dear Lord.
He had a lot of touches, too.
Ten carries for 30 yards. That was just kind of a stinky game.
Yeah, do you think that has anything to do with his line, though?
Do I think what has anything to do with it? Oh, the offensive line?
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's so freaking early, man. I don't know. We know the Colts suck. But are the Rams this good? For reals, yo.
I the jury's out on this. I can't make a decision because with the Rams, it's too early. It's too early for me. I don't have a lot of faith in them as it is. It's way too early.
Yeah. I think they might not be as bad as they were last year. I don't think the 49ers are going to beat them twice. But they did that without Aaron Donald. The offense put up 30 points. The defense put up 16 points. Cooper Kupp was awesome. I'm a big Cooper Kupp fan, by the way. But no, I think their offense will be a little better than it was last year, but I don't think they're going to go out and win the division.
Hot take cannon, ready? You ready for it? Where's my button?
Bring it to me.
And this isn't based on yesterday's game, but yesterday's game kind of helps me a bit. Rams are going to win the division. It's going to be the Rams and the Seahawks. Rams and the Seahawks to me right now. And here's the thing. I think Seattle's a better team.
What kind of odds will you give me on that?
It's what kind of odds are you going to give me? Because I'm the dog.
4-12 last year.
I fully understand that. Let me tell you something. That Rams, you just mentioned it. Aaron Donald didn't even play yesterday. And he's one of the best defensive players in the league. That offense, people forget, Jared Goff, number one pick. They add Sammy Watkins in there if he can stay healthy. And, oh, by the way, Todd Gurley does not suck at all.
That offense is
no freaking joke.
And Cooper Kupp.
I'm sorry. Hey, so you're going with Watkins, Kupp, Todd Gurley, Jared Goff. That's enough on offense for me. Add in that defense and the fact that Seattle has no offensive line. They literally have no offensive line. It's just Russell Wilson. That's it. There's nobody in front of him. I'm telling you, man, look out for these freaking Rams. Last one here. And you got to be quick. This is Katie's team. Both the Pack and Seattle looked a little sluggish. Do they both make the playoffs?
I think they do. I absolutely think they do. Here's my takeaways from that game. Offensively, it wasn't good. But I also look at the defenses. Seattle has one hell of a defense, and I was pleasantly surprised by Green Bay's defense because they were not a good defensive team last year. I think they made Mike Daniels, he to me was the player of that game. He did such a good job of putting pressure on Russell Wilson and that offensive line, which I know you got to consider the offensive line we're talking about, but still, that was impressive.
Kyle, how about Aaron Rodgers getting shut out at home in the first half?
Freaking A. Four sacks in the first half. Yeah.
That Seahawks defense is for real. They get Earl Thomas back. Yep. They were flying around yesterday. But Katie mentioned the Packers' defensive line and how good they were yesterday. Russell Wilson was pressured on 44% of his dropbacks as a stat I saw on ESPN.
Do they both make the playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Of course.
Yeah.
I don't think the Seahawks make the playoffs this year.
Ooh, I'm okay with you saying that.
I don't think the Seahawks
I'm
make
okay
the
I'm okay with you saying that.
Digging the week one takes.
I know, right?
Man, I've been
low.
Rams
are going to win it all.
You know what?
I picked
Seattle in the Super Bowl last year, so now they'll probably win. We will get to the Cowboys Giants out of the gate next, and then we got all your Raiders and Niner coverage. Stay tuned. Plus, we got another chance for you to win not only Aftershock tickets, but we'll give you the last secret word of our show for the Kings event this Wednesday. Vlade, Peja, Bobby,
Hercules,
and Doug.
Hercules.
8 to 9 a.m. That's not
the word.
We're back and forth. Sports 1140 KHDK.